Good morning. It's September 2nd, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
First, a look at where markets stand. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% and the Nasdaq fell 1.3%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 4.75%, up 2 basis points. The euro is at 1.158. Bitcoin is around 76,500. Now, today's stories.
Eli Lilly is set to acquire Merida Biosciences for up to about $2.9 billion, according to BNN Bloomberg's latest report. This acquisition aims to enhance Lilly's immunology portfolio with a new treatment for thyroid-related autoimmune conditions. The pharmaceutical giant has intensified its acquisition efforts following significant profits from its weight loss drugs. Merida is developing precision therapeutics targeting antibodies that contribute to autoimmune disorders, with its lead candidate, MER-511, in early development stages. Initial data suggests that MER-511 effectively reduces thyroid-stimulating antibodies associated with conditions like Graves' disease and thyroid eye disease. The acquisition deal includes upfront payments and additional amounts tied to performance milestones, with a closing expected in the fourth quarter. Analysts view this move as a clear strategy for Lilly to diversify its pipeline beyond obesity treatments. The development of Merida's therapies could potentially reshape treatment options for various autoimmune conditions.
This report covers Intuitive Surgical's strong second-quarter performance for 2025. In recent commentary, 24/7 Wall Street noted that the company delivered non-GAAP earnings per share of about $2.20, surpassing expectations by 13%. Revenue reached around $2.4 billion, showing year-over-year growth of about 21%. A significant driver of this success was a nearly 17% increase in worldwide Da Vinci procedures, with Ion procedures soaring by about 52%. Instruments and accessories revenue, the company's largest recurring source, rose by 18% to around $1.5 billion. System placements also accelerated, with Da Vinci units more than doubling, pushing systems revenue to about $575 million. Looking ahead, management projects Da Vinci procedure growth of about 15.5% to 17% for the year, while cautioning that existing tariffs could impact their gross margins. Archer Daniels Midland is drawing attention after announcing significant capacity upgrades and raising its earnings guidance for 2026. Fresh reporting from Simply Wall Street reveals that the company plans to invest about $100 million in 4 U.S. oilseed crushing plants. This comes as Archer Daniels Midland stock has risen by about 43% year-to-date, currently trading around $85. The stock is considered overvalued compared to a fair value estimate of about $79. Analysts are divided on the stock's future potential, with some forecasts suggesting it could be undervalued at over $120 based on projected cash flows. The outlook is also influenced by government policies supporting biofuels, which could boost demand for soybean oil and improve profit margins. Investors are left to weigh the optimistic price against the potential risks of fluctuating margins and policy changes affecting the agriculture sector. Apple is set for a leadership change as John Ternus steps in as CEO, succeeding Tim Cook. U.S. Top News and Analysis reports that Ternus will take over the role on Tuesday, becoming only the second CEO in Apple's history since Steve Jobs. He has a significant challenge ahead, leading a $4.7 trillion company amid a global memory crisis that is pushing gadget prices higher. While Ternus has a background in hardware, he must also articulate a new vision for Apple in a competitive landscape, particularly as the company has yet to fully execute its artificial intelligence strategy. As Apple faces rising costs, analysts express concerns that increasing device prices might mask sluggish sales, which could ultimately impact the services division. With Cook transitioning to executive chairman, Turnus will benefit from his experience, but must establish his own leadership style. The upcoming product launch event on September 9th will likely be Turnus's first major public appearance, marking a critical moment for him to connect with customers and investors. Tesla's electric vehicle sales in China grew just 3.6% year-on-year in August, a sharp decline from previous months. Citing Investing.com's data, the U.S. automaker sold about 86,000 units of its Model 3 and Model Y vehicles from its Shanghai factory. This includes both domestic sales and exports to markets like Europe and Canada. The August growth rate stands in stark contrast to July's impressive 38% increase. Month-on-month, sales also fell by about 8%. This slowdown in growth may raise concerns for investors, as it suggests potential challenges in maintaining momentum in one of Tesla's key markets.
Microsoft reported strong fourth-quarter results, driven by robust cloud demand, and received a price target increase from Boas Securities. Based on findings published by Yahoo Finance, Microsoft beat both revenue and earnings estimates, with a significant boost from its Azure services, which crossed $100 billion in annual revenue for the first time. Boas Securities raised its price target for Microsoft to $600, citing the impact of the company's massive investment in artificial intelligence. Despite a drop in free cash flow due to high capital expenditures, the firm noted that Azure growth has accelerated, reaching 43% in the last quarter. The demand for Azure and AI infrastructure continues to outstrip available capacity. Hedge fund interest in Microsoft showed mixed results, with some funds increasing their stakes while others reduced theirs. Overall, while Microsoft demonstrates strong growth potential, concerns about ongoing capital spending remain. Tesla is set to hold a launch event for its new robotaxi, the Cybercab, in Austin, Texas, amid questions about safety and regulatory approval, according to Investing.com. The Cybercab is designed for full autonomy, featuring butterfly doors and no steering wheel or pedals. CEO Elon Musk has previously stated that this vehicle is crucial for Tesla's future, with a projected price of around $30,000. Production began in April, and Tesla has been testing the Cybercab on public roads. The company has invited select guests to what it calls the Cybercab launch event, but it hasn't confirmed details about the event or whether it will be live-streamed. While Tesla plans to start offering rides to employees before expanding to the public in Austin, it has not disclosed if it has received regulatory approval for commercial operation. The rollout is closely watched due to ongoing federal investigations into Tesla's full self-driving technology. OneOK is acquiring Brazos Midstream's natural gas gathering and processing assets. Yahoo Finance's latest report indicates that this acquisition aims to enhance OneOK's operational capabilities in the natural gas sector. The deal signifies a strategic move to expand their asset base and strengthen their position in the energy market. The financial terms of the acquisition have not been disclosed, but it reflects a growing trend of consolidation in the energy industry. Investors may see this as a positive development, as it could lead to increased efficiency and potentially higher returns in the long run. This acquisition highlights OneOK's commitment to enhancing its infrastructure and service offerings in the natural gas space.
Apollo has announced a deal for SLB to acquire Kelvion for about $4 billion. According to a recent report from Stock Titan, the transaction includes approximately $3.4 billion in cash and the assumption of about $700 million in debt. Kelvion specializes in thermal management solutions, particularly for data centers, which are its fastest-growing segment. This acquisition is expected to enhance SLB's data center solutions as demand for energy-efficient technologies rises amidst the growth in artificial intelligence infrastructure. The deal is subject to regulatory approvals and is anticipated to close in the first half of 2027. Apollo's stock saw a slight increase of about 1% following the announcement, reflecting a positive reception from the market. This acquisition positions both companies to capitalize on the expanding infrastructure needs of the data center industry.
That's the market news. To finish, a few things worth being glad about from science and technology.
The FDA has approved Lisaria, the first oral drug for treating dermatomyositis in adults, providing a new option for this challenging condition. In a significant advancement for oncology, Rezonque, a targeted therapy, is now available for patients with metastatic pancreatic cancer, offering hope to those facing this aggressive disease. Additionally, Ganglycose has received accelerated approval as a new therapy for glycogen storage disease type 1A in patients aged 8 and older, marking a milestone in treatment options for this rare condition. Lastly, the FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for Simparica Trio, a new treatment for New World screwworm infestations in dogs and puppies. The European Space Agency has announced the implementation of Magpie, its first lunar rover set to explore the moon's south pole. Launching in 2029, Magpie will search for water and other resources, enhancing our understanding of the lunar environment. This mission marks a shift towards faster and more cost-effective exploration, paving the way for sustainable lunar missions in the future. By combining European expertise with international collaboration, Magpie aims to build essential capabilities for upcoming lunar exploration. This initiative is a significant step in advancing our knowledge of the moon and preparing for future endeavors. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the Aleta, the first standalone robotic device that can draw blood from a patient's arm without hands-on operator intervention. This innovative device can help alleviate the ongoing shortage of trained phlebotomists by allowing one phlebotomist to oversee multiple Aleta machines simultaneously. The Aleta autonomously handles the entire blood draw process, enhancing efficiency and potentially reducing wait times for patients needing this common medical procedure. This advancement marks a significant step in improving access to essential diagnostic services. This report covers a breakthrough in percolation theory by a team of mathematicians at ETH Zurich. In its latest coverage, Quantum magazine reported that five researchers have proven a decades-old conjecture about how fluid spreads in network graphs. They tackled the supercritical sharpness conjecture, which describes how pools of fluid behave above a critical threshold in infinite transitive graphs. Their work reveals that when the probability of flow exceeds this threshold, fluid covers nearly the entire graph, a significant advancement for understanding complex systems. The team, led by Sahar Diskin and Vincent Teschen, achieved this breakthrough after a focused effort during the holiday season. Their proof has broad implications, potentially influencing studies of various percolation systems, including those relevant to physical materials. This development is seen as a vital piece in the ongoing exploration of percolation phenomena. NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope has embarked on a three-month journey to its final orbit, covering about 1 million miles. Based on findings published by Science Daily, the telescope launched aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket from Florida and will combine sharp infrared vision with a wide view of the sky. This unique capability aims to advance our understanding of dark matter, dark energy, and exoplanets outside our solar system. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman emphasized the mission's success, highlighting that it was delivered ahead of schedule and on budget. Once operational, Roman is expected to transmit about 1.4 terabytes of data daily, the highest for a NASA astrophysics mission. The telescope's main scientific instrument, a 300-megapixel camera, is designed to survey the universe about 1,000 times faster than the Hubble Space Telescope. Scientists plan to release Roman's first images in early 2027, with its powerful technology set to revolutionize how we explore the cosmos. The U.S. Army has authorized the construction of up to 20 nuclear microreactors across military bases in the continental United States. This initiative aims to provide reliable power for military installations, reducing dependence on civilian power grids that can be vulnerable. The microreactors will be built in factories and shipped for installation, which streamlines the process compared to traditional nuclear power projects. By leveraging specific military regulatory exemptions, this program not only enhances energy security for bases, but also supports the growth of the nuclear industry. Deployments are expected to begin between 2028 and 2030, marking a significant step in military energy innovation.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.